With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Minnesota's governor and Minneapolis's mayor have bluntly expressed their opposition to federal immigration enforcement in their state. The question is, have their speeches broken federal laws?
The Justice Department is investigating whether Minnesota Governor Tim Walz and Minneapolis Mayor Jacob Frey have impeded federal immigration enforcement through public statements they have made. Sources tell the AP the investigation is focusing on potential violation of a conspiracy statute.
That is Ed Donahue reporting. GOP strategist Aaron McGuire says it is a tragedy that Renee Good was shot and killed by a federal immigration officer during an enforcement operation. However, she condemns using the incident to incite anger against law enforcement.
They are making her a martyr. You know, she is now the Minnesota woman to the Maryland man. And you will continue to see Democrats make her an idol, a godlike figure for their movement, and the star of their show in this anti-ICE rhetoric that is heating up and is causing violent attacks, threats against our law enforcement.
Republican Congressman Tom Emmer of Minnesota says elected Democrats in his state have a poor track record when it comes to rooting out fraud.
The fraud is staggering under Tim Walz, our governor, and our Attorney General Ellison for the last 7 years. I mean, we started with the $250 million Feeding Our Future pandemic fraud case, largest pandemic fraud case in the country.
Representative Emmer was interviewed this week by the Salem Radio Network. Venezuela's opposition leader, Maria Corina Machado, says she presented her Nobel Peace Prize medal to President Trump this week when the two met at the White House. She says she did so, quote, as a recognition for his unique commitment with our freedom. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis says President Trump deserves credit for transforming the political landscape of Latin America. This is SRN News. A warning from a Christian financial expert.
And it's not about the economy or debt or investments. No, Dave Ramsey is very concerned about gambling. The longtime Christian radio host and author said on a recent show that sports wagering is, quote, the most addictive thing I've ever seen. The number of people calling our financial counselors and telling them that their entire lives have been destroyed by gambling is unbelievable. It's the fastest growing addiction in America. Michael Harrington reporting.
The Texas Methodist Foundation has awarded nearly $1 million in grant funding to 68 churches and nonprofit ministries across Texas and New Mexico. One of those recipients is Corpus Christi Metro Ministries. It provides some 8,000 hot meals to the homeless every month, as well as no-cost medical services and transitional housing. TMF says all the recipients spread the gospel and help the poor as well. This is SRN News. Some cold Arctic air is making an impact in the Sunshine State.
Florida shivered through the coldest weather that parts of the state has experienced in more than 3 years. Temperatures at Tallahassee International Airport were as low as 19 degrees. Temperatures on Saturday are expected to warm up to more Sunshine State-like weather before dipping again at the start of the week in the theme park hub of Orlando, where the thermometer fell to right at freezing overnight. Water parks such as Typhoon Lagoon at Walt Disney World are closed due to the cold. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
A Tennessee man has pleaded guilty to hacking the U.S. Supreme Court's filing system more than two dozen times. Court records show that Nicholas Moore also admitted on Friday that he illegally accessed accounts belonging to AmeriCorps and the Veterans Administration health system. He'll face up to a year in prison after pleading guilty to one count of computer fraud. You'll find more on these stories at srnnews.com.